Bringer of Death by N.P. Barry Hill and David Starling M. Read by Sam Gabriel. Based on the works of Akira Toriyama. Cooler Saga, Part 5. Instinct. Cooler's assertion of a fifth form was completely unexpected, not only to everyone watching, but also to Vegeta. Many of the Imperial higher-ups watching had already written the Frost Demon off. The more pragmatic among them were preparing to fully embrace the Super Saiyan as their new emperor. As for Vegeta, for half a second he felt surprised. He had prepared for anything, or so he thought, but he reassured himself.
Your brother had a power-weighted state as well. And you know what good it did him? None at all! He even goaded me into allowing him time, and yet his maximum strength was still not enough. Far be it from me to deny you the same opportunity I gave your little brother. Go on, buff yourself up. It won't change anything, Vegeta taunted.
Believe what you will, Saiyan, but rest assured, my fifth form is nothing like anything you have ever witnessed. Yes, you'll soon see just how I surpassed Frieza.
Though he doubted the Frost Demon's words, Vegeta caught himself getting a little excited. What if Cooler really was stronger than Frieza? The prospect of testing his strength, of facing a true challenge, is what any true Saiyan lived for. Cooler widened his stance, his feet gripping the stony ground beneath him. He clenched both fists tightly as energy erupted around him. The dust at his feet was blasted outwards in every direction, and Vegeta's golden hair began to ripple in the wind. Gritting his teeth, Cooler bent forward and took a deep breath. Then he suddenly stood straight and tall as his torso expanded upward by nearly a foot. His chest plating bulged outwards with energy, and the armored plates above his shoulders stood in arches away from his body, similar to Frieza's third form. The Frost Demon then tightened the muscles in his legs. They rippled with new power, expanding and causing him to gain another foot in height. Four horns grew from a crest on his head, two on top and two on either side. His eyes, formerly white with red pupils like Frieza's, turned a solid, glowing red. Finally, curved blades emerged from his forearms and arched back past his elbows. His transformation completed, Cooler smiled with wicked delight at the prince. He dismissed the inner relief that he'd even had the strength remaining to successfully transform, as now that he towered high over Vegeta, he felt invincible. As expected, the battle damage he had acquired up until now had been completely wiped away. Yet another brilliant biological advantage and proof of his clan's superiority. Cooler smiled with satisfaction, chuckling and revealing how his voice had deepened and become harsher.
My species are born in what you might know as Frieza's fourth form.
Amazingly, Cooler's scouter had remained in place through the entire transformation. He crossed his arms.
We employ suppressed forms as we learn to control our incredible power. But the transformation you see now is a quite different augmentation, yes. Born from my determination to surpass Frieza in battle, my fifth form is a perfect fighting state. You'll find it shares none of the weaknesses of Frieza's failed attempts to merely power up, and owes so many advantages you've yet to see. In this state, I, Cooler, am unparalleled in all the universe.
Vegeta flashed a warrior's grin. His senses told him that Cooler's new form would indeed pose a challenge, which was just the kind of excitement he'd been hoping for.
I'd love to keep discussing the superiority of my species, but I'm afraid the intricacies would be wasted on your primate brain. And so it is time to die, Vegeta,
Cooler announced. A bony mask slid into place around his nose and mouth, and he dashed toward Vegeta as quickly as he had spoken, his armored fist pulling back for a right hook. The prince was fully prepared for the blow's speed, but not for its strength.
Thum!
Vegeta crossed his forearms in front of his face just before the impact launched him across the sky. He was stunned at the strength of Cooler's new form, feeling bruises already forming in his forearms. Before he knew it, the Frost Demon was upon him again, this time rushing him from above with an incredibly powerful right kick. Vegeta barely dodged, flipping backwards instead of trying to block. His foe's new strength was more than he had bargained for. Cooler's kick crunched into the rocky ground, and he used the traction to launch himself towards the prince once again. Vegeta bent his knees and dashed back toward the Titan, matching his approach vector.
Thoom!
Their punches collided in a colossal sound wave. Their initia mutually negated, their fists open and fingers interlocked as they began a contest of physical might. Both fighters pushed forward with all their will, each frustrated by the other's strength. Vegeta ignited his Super Saiyan aura even higher, pushing himself as high as he could go. With each increase in power, Cooler somehow was able to match him, until Vegeta found that he could go no further. The two seemed in an even deadlock.
Ah, this is all the power of a Super Saiyan, yes,
Cooler laughed, pushing his own strength just slightly higher. The demon's deep voice was muffled by the protective mask. He broke the struggle, kneeing Vegeta directly in the chest and then launching a spin kick that threw the Saiyan flat on his back in the dirt. The prince was stunned.
What? How is this possible? Has his power actually surpassed my own?
The prince wondered.
No, I am a Super Saiyan. I'm supposed to be the strongest warrior in the universe.
Vegeta picked himself up, determined to prove the legends true. In the Bringer of Death, Vegeta's crew watched in mingled awe and terror. They had never expected strength of this magnitude. For a few minutes they had dared to hope that the Saiyan prince would prevail, but simply watching Cooler transform had reawakened the terror that they all felt about the Frost Demons. As they watched Vegeta stand up, his golden aura erupting around him like flames, Onia turned to C-47 again.
What do your scanners say about the Viceroy? She asked. I don't want to use the ship's scanners. I'm afraid they can't take the energy.
C-47 turns to face the battle.
Unfortunate diagnostic. The meatbag's new form has doubled his power level. He now exceeds the Master by an estimated margin of 5 million units.
If androids could properly convey sadness and frustration, C-47's voice modulator was the most capable of all of them.
Come, Vegeta! What happened to all that boasting? Yes, I was so eager for more. That is, unless the warrior straight out of legend has his back against the ropes!
Cooler laughed, now convinced that he did indeed have the edge over the Super Saiyan.
You're wrong! Vegeta yelled. Now why don't you try these on for size?
Small orbs of yellow energy formed in both his outstretched hands, and he quickly fired them toward Cooler, continuing the pattern with wave after wave of blasts. The volley continued to pour down, hundreds of small but concentrated explosions crashing down around Cooler. Normally, the Frost Demon would have laughed off blasts of these size, but these were anything but harmless. After feeling the impact of only a few of Vegeta's scatter shots, he realized the seriousness of his peril. Quickly, he leapt into the air, the trail of energy explosions following him as he zipped across the moon. Vegeta followed, continuing to shoot his rapid-fire energy blasts.
He's on the run. Good, Vegeta thought. He can only dodge for so long.
The Frost Demon found that he was able to outmaneuver fewer and fewer of the incoming attacks, and knowing that he couldn't continue dodging indefinitely, chose another strategy.
Psycho Barrier!
He roared. Immediately, a veil of purple psychic energy surrounded his body in a perfect sphere. He hoped he could maintain the shield through this storm of attacks, which was well beyond what he had ever faced before. Although the explosions built up violently for a moment, they soon subsided as Vegeta clenched his fists, cursing the Frost Demon's techniques. All the Frost Demons were masters of the mental disciplines, telekinesis and psychokinetic barriers being primary among them. Gathering his strength, Vegeta dashed forward, knowing that he could pass through the barrier unimpeded. He penetrated the sphere from below with a flying kick, but Cooler blocked with the armored plating on his left shin, responding with his own rapid kick that Vegeta just barely avoided. Furious, the Super Saiyan backed up and fired a full-strength energy wave. Cooler crossed his arms in front of his face, the horns on his forearms interlocking and forming a shield. Though Vegeta's attack forced him back several meters, his armor protected him from its full force. As the attack faded, he extended his right arm.
Take this!
He screamed through his mask, firing a thick purple energy beam at the Super Saiyan. Instinctively, Vegeta backhanded the beam to one side, but its highly concentrated energy opened an angry welt on his forearm. Screaming more in rage than in pain, he launched a flurry of punches at Cooler's face and torso. The first few blows were blocked, but several made it past Cooler's defenses and landed with resounding cracks. Yet Cooler's enhanced exoskeletal armor protected him. Vegeta's fists stung from each impact. Cooler took advantage of the opening to swing an uppercut at Vegeta's stomach. The Saiyan twisted and ducked away, but the blow still landed full force on his shoulder. The pain of the impact sent him reeling. He was finally realizing just how much force his own blows must have. He could no longer deny that Cooler's strength and speed had slightly exceeded even his own. Cooler retreated several meters and began firing a series of smaller death beams from both hands nearly as fast as Vegeta's own rapid-fire technique. The Super Saiyan danced back and forth, at first only narrowly evading each beam. The barrage continued, but Vegeta found it increasingly easier to dodge. Though he was still at close range, he realized that Cooler's pattern was predictable, simplistic in fact. Even when Cooler increased the rapidity of the attacks, the pattern remained, allowing Vegeta to continue evading. The prince smirked even as the attacks continued flying around him.
"This is what happens when you inherit all the biological advantages possible, but only use them brutishly, like an amateur," Vegeta thought. "You can't defeat a true warrior like me relying on power alone."
It occurred to him that Cooler had never really fought any battles apart from against his own family, while he himself had been forced to scrap on the battlefield his entire life. Since the Frost Demons could always overwhelm opponents with raw power, Cooler, like his brother, had been negligent in searching out the battle experience that would have prepared him for this fight. Not to say that the older Frost Demon had been idle, as he'd mastered key sense against oppression, skills even Frieza lacked. But whatever advantage he held in power, Vegeta believed he could close the gap with his own superior battle strategy and warrior's sense. By fighting his entire life, warring against superior foes and numbers, Vegeta had learned ways to achieve victory in situations that appeared hopeless to others. When defeat was all but a certainty to them, the Saiyan warrior had always found a way. He'd fought thousands of battles in which he'd learned to exploit every weakness, to be vicious and merciless on the field of battle. On top of that, as a Super Saiyan, his warrior's instincts were in peak condition. He represented the pride and glory of his entire race. He would not allow the legend of the Super Saiyan to end today, especially not at the hands of a Frost Demon.
"Rah!"
Vegeta roared, pulling his aura close to him and filling himself with its energy. Rushing forward, he charged an energy blast in each hand even as he flew through the continued flurry of death beams, dodging them effortlessly. He released the blasts one after the other, then lifted his fists together over his right shoulder as his momentum carried him forward. Cooler deflected both of the blasts, then lifted his forearm to block Vegeta's double hammer fist, but the Saiyan gripped his block in mid-flight, spinning under his larger opponent's defenses with a devastating kick. The blow caught Cooler squarely in the ribs just under his armored exoskeleton. The shock of the precise attack doubled him over in pain. The Frost Demon's shoulder arches and bony horns protected his vulnerable throat, but they were an easy target for grappling. As Cooler straightened, still recovering from the kick, Vegeta grabbed the horns and shoulders, pulling the head back even as he spun around behind the demon. He drove his knee into the demon's lower spine, just above the armored backplate, then followed up the vicious blow with a big bang cannon at point-blank range. The concentrated energy seared Cooler's bruised skin, sending him spiraling toward the ground. As he fell, Cooler's mind raced with confusion. His power exceeded the Super Saiyan's. How was he being outmaneuvered? He had expected this form to give him instant victory, and yet he was being outflanked. His reflections were brutally interrupted as Vegeta dashed down toward him again, this time landing a series of punches to the unprotected areas of his arms and lower torso. Each blow struck a major joint, causing every muscle fiber to burn in pain. As they neared the ground, Vegeta tackled him, twisting one of his arms harshly and wrenching his head back. The duo smashed into the landscape in an explosion of rocks and debris, Cooler's face buried into the dirt. Maintaining his grip on the demon's limbs, Vegeta continued punishing the demon in every way he knew, striking him again and again with fists and knees to his lower body and exposed skin. He paid particular attention to targets close to the armored exoskeleton, causing the demon to instinctively curl into a ball. Cooler appeared to be in agony. Each of Vegeta's blows was delivered to his most sensitive areas, as if the Saiyan were as precise as an artist or a surgeon. His armored form protected his vital areas, but it was worse than useless against such a merciless assault. How could a mere Saiyan cause him this much torture? Not even his father had been capable of punishing him so severely. In an explosion of rage and pain, Cooler's energy blasted out around him, vaporizing the dirt covering his face and loosening Vegeta's grip. He spun, backhanding the Super Saiyan and sending him flying. But he was in too much pain to follow up his momentary advantage. Though he appeared to have not taken much damage, he felt drained, as though every muscle group in his body was on fire. It was all he could do to stand, panting.
"What are you?"
he screamed, his breath ragged and heavy.
"Me? I'm your worst nightmare,"
Vegeta retorted. Cooler's powerful backhand had drawn blood from Vegeta's jaw, but he welcomed the pain, reveling in the joy of combat. Vegeta wiped the red onto his glove.
"I'm everything you ever feared. Your power is useless against me. I am your end."
The Frost Demon roared, charging Vegeta again, but the ache that filled his body slowed him down, and Vegeta was completely in his element now. The Saiyan anticipated every heavy blow, deflecting Cooler's superior strength with perfectly timed blocks and using his greater momentum against him. Every desperate attack was met with a swift and devastating response that redoubled the demon's frustrations. Spinning around smoothly, Vegeta slid his right arm between Cooler's armored shoulder arches and trapped him in a chokehold. He smashed his knee into the demon's torso again and again just above his tail. His left hand gripped the horns on Cooler's backplate, giving him leverage to strike with incredible force. Overwhelmed with pain, Cooler was unable to defend himself and coughed, dark purple blood spraying out between the bars in his mask. The mask opened as he gasped for breath against Vegeta's chokehold, but the Saiyan laughed, vaulting forward over Cooler's head. Stopping directly in front of the demon, Vegeta threw an elbow back into his exposed face, breaking his nose and momentarily blinding him. Still chuckling, the Saiyan launched a spinning kick that caught Cooler completely off guard in the center of his lower chest, sending him tumbling backwards. Both warriors were now hovering a few hundred feet above the surface of the moon. Vegeta's armor was torn and he looked disheveled, but Cooler looked positively terrible. His exposed purple skin was a mass of dark blue bruises, and blood ran down his face and over his chest. His left arm hung limply, having been painfully dislocated by Vegeta's joint lock.
"You can't. You won't. Defeat me!"
Cooler gasped, his voice ragged and hoarse.
"Damn dirty primate! I am the most powerful being in the universe!"
"You're wrong, Cooler," Vegeta shouted. "I've already won. Even before either of us transformed, any true warrior could have easily predicted this outcome. And your incompetence in using this new fifth form has only further proven my point."
Cupping his hands at his side, he began charging a brilliant ball of golden energy.
"And now it's time for you to join Frieza in hell. Taste the power of my Super Gallic Flash!"
Thrusting his arms forward, he fired, the energy flowing from all around him into a white-hot beam. Cooler stared in horror at the blast coming toward him. Was this the end? In that moment of despair, he had a stroke of inspiration. Extending his good arm toward the oncoming wave, he summoned every last reserve of psychic energy, concentrating it in front of him in a psychokinetic barrier. He knew he wouldn't be able to block the attack, but perhaps he could deflect it. And where better to redirect it than towards the moon below his feet? The so-called Super Saiyan could still be defeated after all, and by such a simple thing as the vacuum of space. As the front of the wave crashed against his barrier, threatening to engulf him, he pulled his head back and spun, slamming both feet and his tail against the blast face. Sure enough, it glanced off and shot downward to the moon below. A split second later, it penetrated the moon's crust and pierced to the core. Every individual watching suddenly saw their view screens go completely white from the explosion. The moon had been completely obliterated, its precious atmosphere being sucked into the empty void of space. When the bright flash subsided, only a massive asteroid field remained in orbit around the planet where the moon had been. Bringer of Death. In a distant galaxy, traveling with haste aboard his ship,
The mighty King Cold smiled to himself.
Well done, my son, he muttered. It appears I won't have to avenge you after all.
He gazed through the newly formed asteroid field in the broadcast with great satisfaction.
Change course. After watching that, my bones are aching for a fight. We shall join the nearest strike force and assist them in their conquest.
He flipped off his view screen, finally feeling pride in his eldest son. The battle-worn Frost Demon, feeling utterly exhausted and weakened even further by the moon's explosion, relaxed his muscles and drifted calmly through space.
At last I'm rid of that Super Saiyan, he thought. Yes.
The silent darkness of space took him in as he floated, asteroids and debris twisting in the weightless void around him. In a few moments his ship's sensors would locate him. He would relax until then, too drained to bother flying towards his ship. Cooler managed a small grin, imagining the reaction of all those who had been watching. If this didn't prove his superiority, above all, nothing would.
I only wish I could see little Frieza's face right now.
Suddenly he did. The bringer of death, Frieza's severed head mounted prominently on its prow, was floating just beyond the debris field. The twisted and burned features of his brother's face were barely visible, but even from a distance it was unsettling. Cooler's smile evaporated. The silence of space was broken as a voice crackled through his scouter.
Care to join him, Cooler?
Asked Vegeta in a whisper.
There's plenty of room for your head there as well.
Part 6. Execution. The scene was one of silent, swirling majesty. The asteroid field created by the moon's destruction, illuminated in the pale light of the blue supergiant, was both wild and beautiful. Two ships, one a saucer-like yacht and the other a sleek black cruiser with gold trim, hovered on the outermost edges of the field. Neither dared to enter the dense cloud of debris just yet, but their scanners were desperately searching for signs of life. The explosion had initially caused interference in their sensors, but they were trying to bring everything back online. On board the Bringer of Death, the crew was downcast. They feared that their new lord, whom many of them had begun to respect, was lost. Even if he had survived the destruction of the moon, he would have no more air to breathe.
C-47, all my visuals are down. Get me a fix on Lord Vegeta. If we can locate him quickly, perhaps we could get him to the medical bay in time.
Onia, clearly concerned more than the others, was frantically trying to rescue Vegeta. Something in her still hoped that he would survive.
Resigned conclusion. Sadly, my sensors are also overloaded. I was tuned to the Master's energy signature when the moon blew. Statement. While I can no longer detect him, I can speak with certainty that the blast was not greater than he could survive. If only he weren't hindered by those fragile organs you meatbags possess.
Onia brushed her hand across the cushioned arm of Vegeta's throne, staring out the window into the void. Why she cared so much, she didn't know. The bridge was silent.
Suggestion. Can we get an audio fix on the Master's scouter?
The robot asked.
Theory. If it's still functioning, he would be able to contact us.
Onia turned, suddenly daring to hope.
Oh, that's excellent. Quickly, she pointed to a subordinate. Open a search for the scanner signal. Let's see if we can't get that broadcast back online.
Cooler, the mighty Frost Demon, ruler of myriads of planets, had just breathed a deep sigh of relief. Miraculously, he had emerged the victor, and against a superior warrior, who was one single attack from killing him. It was especially significant to Cooler because he had never before faced such an overwhelming challenge. In fact, he had never faced anything like a Super Saiyan. He was way too close, but he reassured himself, it was finally over. Then suddenly he had been jolted out of his relaxation. Vegeta's calm taunts through the scouter startled him, as if being rudely awakened from a comfortable nap. Adrenaline suddenly flooded his bloodstream, ripping him back to reality as he searched frantically for the source of this terrifying voice.
Surprised?
The voice spoke through his scouter once again. Finally, the frantic Frost Demon spotted him as the asteroid field parted. Golden light was still rippling around Vegeta's body, boldly announcing his appearance.
Not only was the Prince of Saiyans grinning, but he looked completely at ease. Cooler was stunned. He expected a Saiyan could hold his breath in space for a few minutes, and any warrior worth his salt would find the harsh vacuum easy to withstand. But how was the Super Saiyan floating freely in the new asteroid graveyard without any sign of suffocation? Surely he should be headed to the air on his ship as fast as possible. Vegeta's chilling eyes seemed to know his exact thoughts.
Confused? Frustrated? How is this mere Saiyan able to survive in space?
Vegeta goaded him. His voice transmitted through the scouter with a calm, low confidence.
Your cowardice was so predictable, Cooler, just like Frieza. So eager to destroy every planet you step foot on. It was only a matter of time.
How are you still alive?
Cooler grumbled.
Your kind can't breathe in space. You should be mere moments from asphyxiation.
The prince crossed his arms casually, his golden aura still blazing around him like a star shining against the black void.
Come now, Cooler. That's not the question you should be asking.
Vegeta laughed.
But fine, I'll tell you. It'll be like granting your dying request.
Cooler's mind was racing. What could he do now? Without air, he couldn't regain his own strength, meaning this fight might already be over.
You think it was your idea to blow up this moon? Wrong. I let you. I knew from the start that you would fall back on the exact same desperate instincts as Frieza. Suddenly losing? Just blow up the planet. Not so different as you think. Yet again, you have him to thank for this moment. I've seen all of your family's cheap tricks. And now I've proven to everyone that they mean nothing to me. When I end you, the entire galaxy will have seen how you tried your very hardest and still lost to a Super Saiyan.
The Frost Demon was speechless, his mind a rush of rage, disbelief, and fear.
And so, I developed a technique for this very occasion. As I was training outside the breathable zone of an outpost, it occurred to me that a breathing apparatus might be necessary if I were to face you. But such a reliance on a machine to keep me alive is unbecoming of a warrior. Maybe gears and circuits would be good enough for you or your brother, but I am a Super Saiyan.
In Vegeta's nightmares, Frieza had come back to life as a grotesque mechanical monster, his strength and abilities unnaturally augmented. It was this vision that had caused him to reject the idea of a breathing device.
Once again, the power of a Super Saiyan has proven to be beyond your grasp. So I'll simplify it. I taught myself to isolate the oxygen around me, draw it into my lungs, and compress it into a liquid state. The heat of a Super Saiyan's golden aura insulates my body, and allows me to return the air to a breathable form as I need it. With my lungs only half full, I could survive for nearly a week on nothing but my own power.
What?
Cooler replied in shock.
I began preparing a reserve of oxygen earlier, as soon as I transformed. Your trump card failed before you even thought of it, demon.
Vegeta seemed immensely satisfied with himself. After all, this had been a complete victory. Nearly everything had gone exactly as he'd expected.
So now, the question you should have been asking. What happens next?
Vegeta grinned with excitement.
Are you prepared for death, Cooler?
Raising his arms, he flexed his aura, sending dozens of asteroids flying toward Cooler. Snarling with rage, the Frost Demon waved his clenched fist and deflected them.
You fool! Don't you know that the telekinesis of my race is...
Vegeta had used the distraction to teleport behind Cooler, slamming a powerful kick into the back of his neck. The blow sent the demon flying, blasting through rock fragments in his path. Vegeta followed up his advantage, his golden aura streaming behind him as he fired a flurry of blasts into Cooler's face in mid-flight. On the ship, Vegeta's crew was exultant. Though only Onia and C-47 felt any real concern for their leader, the crew knew that Cooler would not treat them mercifully if he emerged victorious. They had spent several frantic minutes struggling to move the ship out of its former lunar orbit and into a planetary orbit, but the ship was now stable, and they had re-established the broadcast. Seeing the prince alive and well, tossing Cooler around just as he had before, filled them with excitement. Across the Planet Trade Empire, regents rose up in a clamor. The moments following Cooler's destruction of the moon had been filled with sighs of relief, each of them glad that things were about to return to normal. The Viceroy was not only a feared and experienced leader, but many viewed him with respect, something that no one had ever willingly given to Frieza. Cooler was certainly more considerate toward his inferiors and was more intelligent than the younger Frost Demon. Screams of "What?" and "Impossible!" rang out across the Empire at Frieza's reappearance. The legendary Super Saiyan seemed completely invincible, able to overcome any obstacle and invulnerable to any attack. Fear, terror at the legend, was growing like wildfire. Cooler was on the run now. As he flew, dashing between large rock fragments, he kept pulling smaller asteroids behind him, hoping to slow Vegeta down. He cursed the Saiyan's abilities. Not in his wildest dreams had he ever imagined that a mere Saiyan could challenge him in the vacuum of space. Vegeta was enjoying Cooler's fear. Although his bony face mask had snapped back into place again, his terror was obvious in his eyes and his frantic movements. The rocks Cooler pulled into Vegeta's path were either blasted out of the way or simply vaporized by his Super Saiyan aura. He now held a huge advantage in remaining strength over the Frost Demon, and the chase filled him with excitement. As the two warriors continued their dance of death, more and more asteroids were turned to powder. There was nowhere to hide. The Super Saiyan just kept coming. Catching himself on the surface of a medium-sized asteroid fragment, Cooler launched himself back at Vegeta. He wasn't about to give up. Dashing forward, he fired an energy blast above the Saiyan, which shattered a small asteroid. The debris cloud, suddenly obscuring Vegeta's vision, would give him the perfect opportunity. Gathering his telekinetic strength, Cooler gripped a cluster of truck-sized rock fragments and began twisting them together in a circular pattern around his body. They swirled into a whirling gray vortex, the airlessness of space freeing them from friction and allowing their speed to increase exponentially. As the dust around Vegeta cleared, his opponent smiled behind the spinning cloud of jagged rock fragments. His telekinesis had formed a spiral containment field in the vortex, accelerating the rocks to nearly the speed of light. Vegeta would see them coming only a split second before they arrived, and Cooler was certain that this would at least do something.
"Take this, Super Saiyan!"
he shouted. With a scream, he released his telekinetic hold, and the entire cloud of projectiles flew forward. Each fragment was moving far faster than Cooler himself could go, even at his maximum speed.
"Just need to knock the air out of his lungs somehow," he murmured.
The barrage was overwhelming, the trajectory of each boulder targeted to a specific point that Cooler thought he himself might go when dodging. His plan was brilliantly executed, displaying once again the unrivaled psychic abilities of his race. Vegeta, sensing that Cooler had released his attack, began gathering his energy around him. This was a technique that he needn't even dodge.
"Hurrah!"
screamed the mighty prince, releasing a golden explosion wave from his body in every direction. It obliterated matter at an atomic level, disintegrating each of the individual rock fragments that Cooler had hurled. The waves of excess energy he released rushed through the field of moon debris, breaking most of the larger asteroids apart and obliterating smaller ones. His power was overwhelming. The flash was nearly blinding. Forgetting for a moment to sense energy, Cooler searched desperately for Vegeta's form as the new debris cloud began to clear.
"Surely at least some of those fragments struck him," he thought.
Out of the corner of his eye, he caught a golden glow from a nearby asteroid and spun around. Vegeta's fist planted into Cooler's jaw, but this time the powerful blow shattered the bony mask with a sickening crunch. Underneath, the Frost Demon's face was swollen and bloodied. With both hands, the smiling Super Saiyan gripped Cooler by the throat. In return, the choking Frost Demon spat at Vegeta's face, provoking the prince to smash his knee into the demon's stomach with all his strength. Cooler's body went suddenly limp as his power level plummeted. He was already exhausted from the beating Vegeta had inflicted, but this latest blow had sapped the remainder of his strength. His armored fifth form could be maintained as long as he had at least half his energy, but now even this was impossible. His horned crest shrunk back around his head, his shoulder bows collapsed, and his face returned to normal. His musculature grew thin and slender again as he reverted to his fourth form. The Frost Demon's eyes were tired and swollen. Losing his transformation hadn't improved his appearance. His flesh was a mass of bruises, and his face and chest were covered in angry cuts. In the absence of gravity or air, the droplets of congealed purple blood floated around him in a misty cloud. Vegeta crossed his arms, his voice coming over the scouter again.
How unfortunate. If only you'd bent the knee and sworn your loyalty.
Releasing his hold on Cooler's neck, he leaned backward and kicked Cooler in the chest several times in rapid succession. The Frost Demon was floating helplessly, incapable of even resisting.
Well, I suppose I'll be honest. I would have killed you anyway,
Vegeta snarled. He quickly caught up to Cooler and grasped him again by the throat, this time with only his left hand. Cooler gasped, but was unable to get a breath in the vacuum of space. How ironic. His own attempts to deprive the Saiyan of oxygen had now sealed his own fate. With the last few breaths he had in his lungs, he spoke in a low whisper.
Yes, Vegeta. As would I.
The words were torturous, but he continued anyway.
In the end, I suppose you win after all. But be warned.
Shh.
Vegeta placed his finger over Cooler's lips.
I let your brother have his precious last words. And it is a concession I regret. Unlike you demons, I never make the same mistake twice.
Stretching out his free hand, the Super Saiyan began to slowly fill it with glowing golden energy. His aura shimmered, extending out from his fingertips in a jagged sword.
Your minion Sauza demonstrated this technique, so I think it's fitting. Goodbye, Cooler.
Vegeta let go of Cooler's neck and turned rapidly, swinging his extended right arm toward the Frost Demon. The rigid aura extending from his fingertips sliced through Cooler's neck, sending his head tumbling off his body. Faster than the audience could see, Vegeta slashed back with his shining sword repeatedly, turning Cooler's corpse into dozens of floating pieces. Vegeta extended his left hand and fired a full power energy wave, immediately incinerating the fragments of Cooler's body, the atoms left to litter the lifeless void of the cosmos. Wordlessly, he flew to where the head still floated, its inert eyes staring in blank horror. Seizing the gruesome trophy, he ignited his aura and took off through the asteroid field towards his ship. Bringer of Death. Far away, on a lush green planet with three moons, a few slender pink aliens watched as something small and white streaked across the sky. Moments later, a massive shockwave reverberated from the center of a city to the north. Alarmed, the aliens looked at each other, then shimmered in place and disappeared. Over 3 months later, on Earth, the Z-Fighters eagerly gathered on Kami's lookout to await the return of their friends. Elder Mori had assumed leadership of the Namekian people after the passing of Guru, and King Kai had helped Piccolo to communicate with him. Although Yamcha and Tien did not need the Namekian Dragon Balls to be revived, Earth's Dragon Balls would not become active again for nearly 8 more months. Elder Mori had graciously allowed all 3 of Barunga's wishes to be used to return the 3 remaining Z-Fighters to life. King Kai had sent them down Snake Way the preceding day, ready to be reunited with their friends. Deep in the former Cooler Empire, Vegeta boarded the Bringer of Death again. He had just finished quelling an insurrection in one of the oldest and most loyal Cooler star systems. It had been an utterly drudgerous task. The rebel fleet had fired on the Bringer of Death as soon as it came within range. He had been forced to exit his vessel and personally vaporize the offending ships. Energy shields could only repel a tiny fraction of his strength as a Super Saiyan. The series of executions that followed his victory hadn't distracted him from his boredom in the slightest. He could think of nothing more mind-numbingly dull than continuing to maintain his new empire. His mind was made up. He couldn't wait for his fight with Kakarot any longer.
Onia, set a course for Earth!
Just inside the orbit of Jupiter, a dim crimson planet shrouded in shadows slowly made its way in an elliptical orbit toward the center of the solar system.
For the text of this story, Visit the fanfiction.net page of N.P. Barry Hill. Music arranged by N.P. Barry Hill. Inspired by the works of Bruce Falconer. Special thanks to Sakiko. For more stories that I've read, visit samgabrielvo.com, where you can also find links to my Discord server and other ways to support me. And finally, as always, thank you for listening.